This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Approximately 203,000 people have now died worldwide from COVID-19, and health officials have confirmed nearly 3 million cases. In the United States, more than 54,000 people have died, and the number of infections edges towards 1 million. New York is starting to test healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transit and law enforcement workers as the state eases away from the worst days of the pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Saturday that the doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients will be the first tested under the new program. Making such testing widely available is seen as a key to reopening society. But the World Health Organization on Saturday warned there is currently no evidence that people who have antibodies are protected from coronavirus. Britain has become the fifth country in the world to report at least 20,000 deaths in the coronavirus pandemic. The UK government said the deaths of 813 more people with COVID-19 brought the number who have died in hospitals to more than 20,000 as of Saturday. This news comes amid criticism of the government after it emerged that the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson's controversial chief aide Dominic Cummings, attended meetings of an independent group of scientists advising on coronavirus policy. It also comes as a spokesman for Johnson's office says he'll be returning to work Monday after recovering from COVID-19. This is VOA News. A South Korean media report said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is receiving treatment after undergoing a cardiovascular procedure earlier this month. China has dispatched a team to North Korea to advise on the health of leader Kim Jong-un, according to three sources familiar with the situation. The group's trip, which included medical experts, doctors, and officials, came amid conflicting reports about the health of the North Korean leader. A delegation led by a senior member of the Chinese Communist Party's International Liaison Department left Beijing for North Korea on Thursday, two of three anonymous sources said. Seoul-based website Daily NK reported earlier this week that Kim was recovering after undergoing a cardiovascular procedure on April 12th, citing one anonymous source in North Korea. South Korean government officials and a Chinese official have challenged reports that suggested Kim was in grave danger after surgery. U.S. President Donald Trump also downplayed earlier reports that Kim was gravely ill. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Saturday that the country's approach to reopening its economy from the coronavirus shutdown would be cautious and not depend on the development of a widespread immunity in the population. The World Health Organization warned Saturday that there was no proof that people who survive infection by COVID-19 gain immunity to the disease. It cautioned against the idea being entertained by some countries of issuing immunity passports to such people as one step toward reopening the economies. Trudeau said that immunity is something that we need to have clearer answers to until we have to, and have those clear answers, we need to err on the side of more caution. For now, he added, the emphasis should be continuing to urge social distancing measures and providing more and more protective equipment. Apple and Google have outlined new privacy protections for smart apps being designed to warn people of possible exposure to a COVID-19 patient. The two tech giants announced earlier this month that they're working together on an app building interface to help health agencies and send alerts to people who spend more time 5 minutes near someone who wound up testing positive for COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.